The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Hi everyone, Linda Reed Enova, and welcome to the Business Owners Podcast. Along with Clive Enova, I'm your host for the podcast. And in this podcast, we share stories with amazing business owners just like yourself. Today, our guest is Chris Clark, and Chris is from Clark's Buyers Agents. And I'd like to welcome Chris to the podcast and let's get to know a little bit about him.
Hi there, Chris here from Clark Buyers Agents. I'm really happy to be here as part of your audience, hopefully listening along. I'm somebody who, it wasn't until the age of 39 that I decided to take a plunge into the world of business and run my own business and launch and set it up and see all those things. Prior to that, I'd definitely say that I wasn't a risk taker, lines, yes sir, no sir, three bags, full sir type of approach. But actually through a lifetime of experiences in recruitment, as someone in marketing, I was actually originally a teacher. I'm able to combine a whole bunch of different experiences into something now it's my passion, which is real estate. But probably above that is helping people. And buying a house is quite often one of the most difficult and potentially biggest financial decision that people or couples have to make. And I love to be there as a person to hold their hand and walk them through the process to securing a property, hopefully of their dreams or that fits their needs.
We like to start the Business Owners Podcast with a few key questions that allow us to get to know you and your business journey. Is it coffee, tea, or something else?
Very much a coffee individual for me. Coffee in the morning and coffee again before lunch, and maybe even one in the afternoon. I find quite a useful way of breaking through a conversation when you're catching up with people face to face, understand their poison of choice, enjoy a long black. Can't live without it.
Are you an early bird or a night owl, or can you do a little bit of both?
Early bird for me. I'm not much of a night owl. Sort of 10 o'clock at night, my eyes start to shut unless there's sport or something on. Otherwise, I tend to shut off and start the morning hopefully in the right step.
What book are you currently reading and why can't you put it down?
Book I'm reading at the moment by John Bishop, Un-F Yourself. I won't say the exact pronunciation there. Really more about self-talking, your internal dialogue, removing sort of negative thoughts and replacing them with I will, having a game plan and bringing what you want into fruition.
And what is one word to describe your journey so far?
One word to describe my journey thus far would be evolving. It hasn't gone linear. Been a lot of learnings, a lot of shortfalls, a lot of things that have surprised me. Using the time to reflect and hopefully evolving not only myself but the business and our processes as well.
Now it's time for us to hear a little bit about your journey. How did you get started in your profession or your field? Was it something that you first started in? Was it something that maybe you fell into? How did you get started? Tell us a little bit behind that story.
The world of buyer's agents or buyer's agency for me was very much the left field. I'd spent 12 years in recruitment, had to be sitting behind a desk but going off to meetings. Knew that I really wanted to do something else. I had to do something that was going to be my own thing, that was going to be something I could be really proud of, that I could grow. But equally, I didn't want it to be recruitment. I'd always enjoyed my time in recruitment more because of the people I work with rather than actually the result itself. And it was actually through a discussion with my brother, who's surprised he's a buyer's agent in Brisbane and I'm in Sydney, where he posed this question that I had always had in the back of my mind from seeing him, but had a lot of self-doubt up until that point. When he opened the door, I grabbed it with both hands and have not looked back. Lucky enough to have him mentor and guide me in doing so.
Was there any defining moments within your journey? What was the moment that was clear to you that this was the thing that was going to work for you or wasn't going to work for you? And just explain that a little bit along the way for us.
Yeah, defining moment for me in this journey of my career was prior to launching the business, had an opportunity to help a friend buy a property up in Brisbane and went through a process with them that showed me in a relatively short period that I could do this. And not only could I do this, but I could really give a lot of value and integrity to a process that I think most people find buying a property quite daunting. I know that friend did.
And have there been any influential figures in your life or career so far that have got you to this stage?
Look, I'd have to be saying, you know, I've had great parents, mum and dad, mum in the healthcare, government, community, but my father, sales basically through and through, apart from a period of time where he was actually a farmer in rural Victoria. But he was sales of agricultural equipment, driving 1,500 kilometres a week, I should say, to running a lot of the family light shop towards the latter part of his career. And seeing both his success, but also his failures, I should say, has made me understand that this was something possible, that you can have those failures and have a lot of success and having your eye on the prize. Very thankful to have him in my life.
How do you balance your personal life and your business?
I think for any business owner, but I can talk for myself, finding a balance between personal life and business, particularly when you launch your own business, is always going to be a challenge, particularly in the early years, which is where I am. I'm also a single father looking after two children who are at their primary school years with a week on, week off element as well. It's actually helped in a weird way. It's also helped me define my business. A lot of buyer's agents out there will buy anywhere across Australia, travel to and from as and when they need to. They can happily, you know, be living in one city, buying another, and potentially traveling back and forth. That wasn't going to be something that I could see doing in the short to midterm. So that actually allowed me to niche and really niche down in terms of making sure that I buy. I'm based in Lilyfield, Leichhardt in Sydney, and I predominantly buy properties in the inner west part and lower north shore of Sydney. So that's around half an hour proximity, always back and forth to the school and home. So I can be there for my kids in terms of sporting events, school, extracurricular activities, their friendships, and also my own headspace. I play football, AFL from Victoria, so Sydney University Masters in the Old Man's League, still running around and getting a kick. And I think those elements have forced me to find balance. Also in real estate, as I think all real estate agents, when I'm associated with real estate, people will say it's a 6-7 day a week job. So that's a challenge, but also a blessing in terms of being able to recognize that you're basically on 7 days. So then if you need to go off and do something with your kids early morning or late afternoon or sporting activity, you know you're well and truly going to make up for another time outside of the typical normal working hours.
Can you share with us a challenge you have faced and how you've overcome it so that it might help others listening to the Business Owners Podcast?
Probably the biggest challenge I've faced is trying to build up a reputation and respect with potential clients, but also with referral partners. On our early days, I was walking into meetings with a great blurb and spiel, let's say, with potential referral partners like mortgage brokers, solicitors, financial planners. I think it's fair to say that I knew the words to say, but I didn't have any real story. I hadn't purchased many clients. So I'd say for anybody who's starting out in terms of running their own business and having to have those network partner meetings, find someone to go with. I was lucky enough to find a really good mortgage broker. They were able to go on some meetings together where he effectively led most of the meetings and introduced me, passed on his reputation to that next referral partner who then helped me gain respect with there. And then from there, obviously most importantly, gain potential clients and become clients and so on.
The future of business is always changing. So it's an important question that we ask you in the Business Owners Podcast about the future of your industry. So how do you want to shape the future and the profession of your field?
For me, it's about having people come into the industry with some really high level of ethics, high level of brain power, so things between their ears, and people who want to work hard for their clients with the right intention in place. Last thing I want people joining in is people who are looking for a quick deal, quick buck. And I've seen already in my short time, a lot of those people come and go. The barrier to real estate effectively is not a degree. It's not something you have to go and do years of. It's a week's course plus some training, ongoing sort of professional development. So having that level and working with people who are coming into this industry and also with bodies like REBA, making sure that there is a high level of quality. And if anything else, the caliber of individuals and the training received to buyers agents only improves.
Are there any dream projects or collaborations that you wish to pursue within your field?
I only buy in inner west Sydney and lower north shore. So I'm always looking for collaboration with similar minded people in different areas and states, whether that's Perth, Victoria, could even be Darwin. What I find challenging is a lot of buyers agents, I think, will say that they are focused in one area, but through getting to know them, I then find out that they're actually buying in lots of other places elsewhere, which is fine. But I'm really looking for someone who's almost very similar to me in terms of I'm going to be focused on these grouping of suburbs, and that's it. I really want to be amazing at those areas and have a great reputation.
And what advice would you give to someone else starting out in this domain? Because they are the future of our industries, and it's important as business owners we encourage and we support them along the journey.
Advice on what I give to someone starting out in domain is don't think this is going to be a gimme. I think there's a lot of things about real estate agents and buyer's agents you can see out there, particularly as you enter, you know, big commissions, very attractive salaries. Probably what's lost in that is the hard work that goes into it, and that also there's a lot of people who enter the industry and leave relatively short, 3 months, 6 months. There are other people who are coming in to really consider this being a long-term journey for them and career. Make sure you have a really strong mentor. People can sometimes cop out and say, I don't have a mentor. I don't know someone in the industry. We all know somebody, our mother, father, someone in our community will know a buyer's agent or a real estate agent or someone, even a property conveyance or a solicitor who can help guide and mentor you if you ask. Big believer in you don't ask, you don't get.
Chris, you are so right. Mentors are all around us, and quite often we look for a mentor within our industry rather than looking for someone who we can bounce ideas off of and chat along the way. It has been a pleasure getting to know you in the Business Owners Podcast. Where can our audience find you?
Hopefully it's easy enough to track me down. Effectively, clarkbuyersagents.com.au is the website. We have lots of clients and reviews and testimonials. Instagram, clark_clarkbuyersagents. You can find me there. And also, I'm actually part of a BNI chapter, which is a business networking international group. We're meeting in Moore Park here in Sydney called BNI Edge. You can easily find me there or on LinkedIn. Hopefully, I'm reasonably accessible. I like to think I am. Don't know if it's appropriate. I'm happy to share my number, 0484 240 862. Thank you so much.
Chris, thank you once again for joining us on the Business Owners Podcast. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. We cannot wait to share with you more tips and more stories in the next episode. If you have not already liked and subscribed to the Business Owners Podcast, make sure you do. And also make sure you're checking out our networking hour where you can get to meet business owners just like yourself as well.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.